In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters in Christ, every Christian is called to follow Jesus Christ, serving God the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. I answered the call to servant ministry on September 21, 2002, and was ordained a deacon in Christ's Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church by Bishop David Jocelyn at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Trenton. So, with great thanksgiving and glory to God, I celebrate the 20th anniversary of my ordination. Amen. During these past 20 years, I have endeavored to fulfill my ordination vows to make Christ and His redemptive love known, to interpret to the Church the needs, concerns, and hopes of the world, and to assist the bishop and the priests in public worship and in the administration of God's word and sacrament. As deacon here at St. Thomas and at my former church, St. Augustine's Camden, I have endeavored to serve all people, particularly the poor, the weak, the sick, and the lonely. All that I have done during these past two decades has been because of the amazing grace of God. That's the same grace Jesus alludes to in today's gospel story of a rich man who accuses his property manager of squandering his wealth. You see, in this parable, the dishonest manager is about to be dismissed from his job, but he is wise enough to use his last minute opportunity to prepare for the future. He does so by offering favors to everyone who is indebted to his master. You could say he was trying to show them grace, even at the expense of his master. Maybe he thought those debtors would feel obligated to welcome him into their homes after he was fired from his job. Now, let me quickly add that the lesson of this parable is not that we should be dishonest, but that we should use every means at our disposal to prepare for the kingdom of God after receiving God's grace. See, the Bible tells us that all of us are sinners, saved by the grace of God. And as recipients of God's grace, all of us are required to be instruments of God's grace to others. The Apostle Peter instructed Christians, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Jesus led the way in this. He was the Father's gift to the world, and He gave of Himself completely by His death on Calvary's cross for our sins. What kind of grace did Jesus personify and teach that He expects us to show, to live by, and to be a part of our lives? Our Lord was full of compassion, mercy, and love. He cared for the poor, the sick, the lonely, helpless, and the children. Jesus was truly a person of grace. And as his Father was, we have been called to share God's abundant and amazing grace with others. Here at St. Thomas, we do that by welcoming all in worship and through the various ministries of the church. Every second Saturday, we distribute free food to the needy in the fight against hunger and food insecurity. And during the school year, we provide free meals to disadvantaged students in Glassboro Public Elementary Schools who receive free meals at school but may not have much to eat at home during the weekend. My friends, there are other ministries here at St. Thomas in which you can become involved. I'm talking about the church school, Eucharistic ministers, Eucharistic visitors, lectors, the choir, and altar guild. Other ministries that are looking to grow include Tech at ROU Campus Ministry, the Garden Ministry, Live Streaming, Van Ministry, and Tuesday Night Crew. Will you join us in one or more of these parish ministries to help make St. Thomas truly the living body of Christ? Yes, we are called to do ministry in all kinds of different ways so that the gospel can be proclaimed, the kingdom can be built, and God can be glorified. You should volunteer, my friends, for a parish ministry because all that you have, your time, your talent, yes, your treasure, is not really yours, but it is entrusted to you by God. God has entrusted you to be good stewards and giving of your time, your talent, and treasure is one of the ways that you can give thanks to God. Remember to thank God for what you are and have so your trust does not become misplaced. The prophet tells us in Exodus 28 that all of us have special skills and God wants to fill us with His Spirit so we will use those gifts for His glory. Think about your special talents, my friends, and the ways you could use them for God's work in the world. We read in Corinthians chapter 12, it says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. And the Apostle Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 12. He says, God gives us gifts so we can build up His church. My friends, you see, when you become involved in the work of ministry, you are serving Christ and you open the floodgates of bountiful blessings upon you. Now, I must confess that I have been truly blessed by God. I have experienced God's grace and have done my best to share and proclaim it during these past 20 years. My friends, I'm talking about the amazing grace of God that changed the slave trader John Newton into an abolitionist and an Anglican priest so that he could write, the Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Today, my friends, I get to celebrate with you what God has done in my life and through me in the lives of others. And I get to recommit to that message of love and grace. My friends, God has indeed blessed me and my ministry here at St. Thomas so that he could be glorified. My friends, I'm sure God has also blessed you because his grace is sufficient for us all. So, how do you say thanks for the things God has done for you and all that God continues to do for you? The late gospel music songwriter and singer Andrea Crouch put it best in a hymn titled, My Tribute. He says, how can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory for the things he has done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.